mindful friends of the Western Slope. Welcome to Mindful Moments on KVNF, a weekly opportunity for you to pause, find stillness, and look inward, leading to a better understanding of self and of the world around you. I'm your host, Erin Easton. This is our third day of taking a mindful look into stress. Today, we're going to be examining the thought patterns that both generate and continue feeding our stress. These thoughts have a lot to do with where we're placing our priorities. If we prioritize our health and well-being, we rarely feel that desperate urgency to complete things in a way that compromises them by filling us with stress. We notice that we can still get what we need to done without sacrificing who we're being and how we're taking care of ourselves and others. We can begin this exploration by identifying a stressor in our lives and noticing our thoughts around it. Our thoughts point to our values and priorities. For example, if you're thinking that you have to get this done or else you'll lose a lot of money, or you'll be seen as a failure, you're valuing money and your image over your health, and you're being motivated by fear. If we shift our thoughts to support our priority of well-being, we may think instead, this is not as important as my health, and I know that if I take care of myself and approach this in a calm way, I will be much more effective at completing it. Now, you can still complete the task, but with much less stress involved. We can practice this together now. You can find a calm and quiet space and close your eyes if you are able. You can use the breath to bring your attention back inward, reconnecting with the body and the mind. And in a state of open-hearted awareness and non-judgment, we can begin to explore some of the things that have been stressing us out lately. Maybe activities you have to do, conversations you have to have, a workload. And just notice what this thing is and how it's affecting your well-being. And as you're connecting with this stressor, begin to explore your thoughts around it. What are you telling yourself about why this is so important and why you have to complete it urgently? What are you telling yourself about what will happen if you don't? What will you lose? Or what will change in your life? This points to what we're valuing or prioritizing in this moment. If we say, if I don't do this, I'll lose money, I'll lose respect, I'll compromise a relationship, I won't be successful, these are the things that we're prioritizing and why we feel this is so urgent. And as you notice what it is that's making you feel like this thing is so urgent and so important, you can ask yourself, is this more important than my peace and my well-being? Is this more important than my ability to show up open-hearted and clear-minded for the people that I love? And then we remember that most of what we do in a stress state is not completed in integrity, and that we could do this thing a lot better if we were approaching it in a calm manner. And as we remember all of this, we turn back to our true priorities, that we really would like to stay in a peaceful state. We really would like to have a clear mind. We really would like to be within our integrity. And we really would like to complete this task while honoring our well-being. And as we stay with those intentions, we notice what we can do to let go of that urgency. and ease ourselves out of the stress and back into a more peaceful state of being. Spend a moment reflecting on that for yourself. What would bring you back into a peaceful state of being? What would help you to ease this stress? And set some intentions to engage with those things, either today or in the next few days, so that you can return to being the best version of yourself. Thank you for sharing today's Mindful Moments with us. This episode of Mindful Moments was written and recorded by me, Erin Easton, and produced by KVNF. Tune in every Sunday at 11 a.m. for more mindful tips and visit kvnf.org to find this episode and others. I hope these teachings help you find more kindness, peace, and ease in your daily life. Thank you for listening.